Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Mayor on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
It's time for a little sports wrap. Acciones. You haven't said that in a while.
That's right.
Where's the Acciones?
Acciones. You didn't know I was bilingual, did you?
All right. Buy something. I don't know.
Stop. Look at this.
There's anything wrong with that.
It's time for a sports wrap. His name, the Mayor, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
I'm telling you, I think Becky's really caught on. She's like saying to herself, can I come here every night?
Why would you want to hang around two very masculine men and just chill with
them? I'm telling you. It's like Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. You see, I give Mark Ridley the love now instead of saying the Chuckle Hut, even though it's my favorite thing. Becky says, you got jokes. They have jokes. Dude, I'll never forget that now, dude. I'm for the rest of my life. Everyone off on this Monday. Tigers are out west. Interleague series with the LA Dodgers at Chavez Ravine begins tomorrow. It's Max Scherzer and Dan Herron. Wings will be in Buffalo on Tuesday while the Pistons are down in Atlanta. Oh, please. Please let this thing be over. Oh, it will be on the 16th against Oklahoma City. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann presented to you by Sporty Cuts. College basketball national championship night. Very special night at AT&T Cowboys Stadium down there in Arlington/North Texas. Kentucky and UConn. A couple of iconic programs. You got your Calipari. You got your Kevin Ollie. Let's do this thing. In fact, it's almost 25 hours from right now. No, what am I saying? 20 minutes from right now. The women are 25 hours from right now. In fact, UConn can try to do this. It's only the fourth time this has happened where the women and men have both played in the championship game in the same year. And UConn, the only team to have ever done that, and that was just 10 years ago. In 2004, the women and the men, Calhoun and Oriema, each won the national championship. Only time in history that's ever been done. That can be duplicated the next 2 days. No games in the NBA. Oh, they're playing Notre Dame. No games in the NBA as usual on this college title night. So we go to the NHL on this Monday evening. Calgary and New Jersey, still no score. Nobody's busted through either side. Late second period. Minnesota-Winnipeg almost done with one. No score in that game either. Coming up in about an hour and a half from now, it's Anaheim and Vancouver in British Columbia. Baseball today and tonight, American League Yankees win in Derek Jeter's final New York home opener. Beat the Orioles 4-2. Angels win at Houston, blew out the Astros in the process 9-1. Kendrick and Ibanez, 3 RBI each. Is Raul Ibanez amazing? Guy continues to hit. He's 40 now? Is he past 40? A's over the Twins, 8-3 in Minnesota. Red Sox now lead Prince Fielder and the Rangers 2-1 in the fifth. Royals over the Rays, 1-0 in the second. Nationally, Cardinals beat the Reds 5-3. Brewers-Phillies postpone rain. They'll make it up tomorrow. Two interleague games. Padres-Indians in Cleveland postpone rain. And the White Sox-Rockies are literally throwing first pitch at Coors right about now. Practice rounds at Augusta National will get underway early tomorrow. The Masters begins on Thursday. Phil Mickelson, he'll play. I suppose that he played the thing yesterday that was won by Matt Jones. My advice to you, do not take Matt Kuchar. He has now choked the last 2 weeks on the PGA Tour. First at Texas Open and then at the Houston Open yesterday. Had the lead, blew it on Sunday. NASCAR's at Texas at the Duck Commander 500. Postponed until today. Dale Jr. crashed on lap 13.
Dale who?
Dale Jr. Mr. Earnhardt, little E. Dale Jr. Jr. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. That band is weird. Joey Logano became the seventh different winner in 7 races so far this race season. Logano passed Jeff Gordon on the final lap to win the Duck Commander. Fine, quack. Logano's 4th Sprint Cup victory in his career. Darlington is next on the docket Saturday night. And that is your sports wrap. 248-848-1130 is the number here. Don't forget we stream. You can watch the show as well as listen to it at parkerandtheman.com and premiersportstalknetwork.com. Matt Shepard in the morning. You want to listen to Matt? Very easy to remember. We're on 7 to 10 p.m., Matt Shepard is 7 to 10 a.m.
And he actually talks sports in the morning. So if you just you wake up in the morning.
Huh?
And you wanna hear, I know. I actually believe in a sports station that talks sports. Especially in the morning, you wake up. You don't know everything that's going on. You want to know what it all means. You listen to Matt. I saw him out at the ballpark. And
goes to games?
Yes.
He works for Fox?
He got on me, though, because I had a old shirt on.
Oh, no.
What
logo? What?
97.1.
What is with, dude, why can't you just retire those shirts? Why do you have to wear them anymore? At least wear the CHB if you've got to wear something.
It's still a part of our life, Mark. You're not going to run away from it. We spent a long time there. It doesn't say the ticket on it. It says Live 97.1 or 97.1 FM.
That was back
FM
in
Talk.
The free FM days.
Exactly.
Or in the American Talk days.
We loved it. All right, 248-848-1130 is the number, Mark. And are you against the Calipari thing and the one and done? Are you jiggy with it, or you still don't feel good about it? Where are you? I mean,
you know where I am. Come on.
I know you're
playing a little radio fodder.
No, I'm asking.
I don't believe in restricting people.
Okay, yeah, I figured
if it
that.
Doesn't hurt anybody, I'm not a restrictor. So I'm sorry. And you know what? We're going to meld this right into the union thing, because I want to bring this up, too, and this is perfect time for it. You can still call in if you want about basketball. I want to bring the football thing into it because it's amazing. But you have guys who are the widgets in the entire overall picture.
Yep.
There is no Kentucky basketball without Harrison and Randall and the rest.
And what people say all the time is, well, they'll get four other players. No, no, no. We're just talking about players in general. That is the product. Mark, if you have I'm going to tell you a perfect example. The newspaper. Mark, is the actual physical newspaper the product, or is it the information?
It's the information.
The information's the product,
yeah.
Right?
I can pick up papers anywhere I want.
Thank you.
And if there's nothing on them, I won't enjoy holding papers in my hand.
It's the information. And
right,
I'm just saying,
exactly.
College basketball is about the players. I don't care. This year's players, next year's players, the players.
It's so funny you said that, because there is still this faction of people in 2014 that cannot have their morning coffee or whatever without holding the physical item. And I tell my dad this all the time. I said, dude, you can read every paper in the country. Just get an iPad. I can't do it. I have to read the New York Times in New York now.
He lives upstate New York.
Upstate New York. And he has to have the Times. I said, but you can read the Times. It's like a little feed out for major papers, little
tiny
feed.
Well, the Times, the Wall Street Journal, the L.A. Times. They could charge people, because people really want to read those. Those are the best of the best.
But you can, if you want to read your morning Freep or your morning Debt News, go to Freep or DebtNews.com. And the whole paper's there for you. I haven't bought a paper in ages. I read the Freep and the Debt News. I even call it that now. To me, it's not the Detroit News. It's the Debt News and the Freep. Because it's freep.com and debtnews.com. And you know what else? If I want to go to Click on Detroit to read you, I go do that. This internet thing might stick.
What you don't even realize, I don't even know if you really mark. You
but
know
that's
what?
To answer your question about, is the paper the tangible good, or is it the information?
It's the information. It's the product, and the players are the product. And it's not, sorry, it's not about the coaches, not about the university. This is the biggest fallacy. Mark, where do scouts go? Do they go to Kentucky? Because of Kentucky? Do they go to North Carolina because of the school, the building, the gym? Do they go to Duke? No. You know where they go? Because the players are there. So if those same players, Mark, went to Eastern Michigan and Central Michigan or Southern Connecticut.
Well, they do sometimes.
Where would the scouts go, Mark?
But the scouts do go there, because you're right.
But
if there's a big-time player.
But that's what I'm trying to get through to people.
Central Michigan, when David Weber, for example, Chris
Central
Weber's
Michigan
brother,
just had the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Right. Had Fisher as the number one pick. The scouts went there to watch him play.
Because if you're good enough, I don't care.
Number one overall pick in the NFL draft went to Central Michigan. They didn't go up to Kelly Short Stadium because they love Mount Pleasant.
No.
Good way to get to Mount Pleasant.
Or they said, well, it's got to be somebody from Alabama that's going to be the first pick, because that's a football factory.
EP played against Fisher. He played against him at Stony Creek High School.
Did he really?
That's what EP is telling me. How'd you do? Did you get flattened? Did you get pancaked? He kill you? He wasn't that great.
Oh, wow. Easy for you to say.
At Stony Creek, he wasn't that great? Come on, man. Everybody tells me Fisher's been good since he got out of the womb.
Hey, it don't matter. First round pick, he got what, $20 million guaranteed? What did he get?
Look, we've taken the national championship and gone to this idea about the one-and-done thing. And, I mean, there's plenty of people who think, no, they want these kids to stay in college, that they should learn there. They should be like a minor league.
It's just what you call it.
Even though the NBA now has a minor league.
Right, and that league really, you know what? I was told once by somebody high up in the NBA. You know what they said that league's for, Mark?
What?
You won't believe it.
I can't wait.
I was told.
Nancy Lieberman coached in that league.
You know what that league's for?
Hmm.
To develop referees.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense. That makes sense.
Seriously. That's what I was told.
But there are some deep league players who make it in the NBA, obviously.
I'm not, but that league is not set up for
not to actually cultivate.
Think about this. You
it's
already
a place
have,
to put them on standby.
You already have 14 and three guys sitting there. Where else are you going?
No, it's a place for them to stand by.
Right.
Until they're ready to bring them up to the show.
Seriously.
It's not to develop. Although Nancy would probably say, no, I've helped. Yeah, okay. But if they don't have the skill level by the time they're in the D League, it's not like single A baseball. If they don't have the skill level, it ain't going to happen. You ain't going to create it probably at that point. So into the football thing, we're going to get to this, but you got now the coach at Northwestern, Pat Fitzgerald, Coach Fitz, and the president of the NC2A have commented about the proposed union vote coming up at Northwestern on April 25th. It happens to be my mom's birthday.
So April 25th?
It's my mom's birthday. And you know what? On the one hand, the people that are against the union are going to love what they got to say.
So is mom going to be on the Smucker's jar?
Why? I don't get it.
She's 100, right?
My mother? Boy, if Freddie's listening, she's going to be...
I know she's not going to be mad.
She's going to be mad at you.
She'll be mad at me. And you know what? She's all over the country. She travels.
She calls me up last night and says, are you watching the Springsteen concert at the Final Four? Are you watching Bruce right now? I said, no. She says, I'm watching. It's great. She loved Springsteen last night. She's all over Springsteen. Literally, all over Springsteen. She's met Bruce, so that's why she was thrilled about it. All right, let me get away from that.
I was going to say, please.
So when you hear this, you'll either be happy that the guy that... Because I don't know how many people really want this union thing to happen.
No, most don't, Mark, but it's for selfish reasons.
But the Northwestern players, some of them don't want it to happen.
But they don't, well, because they feel like, of course, I believe it. I mean,
this
Mark,
is a hard fight.
It is, but
we're at the ground floor.
But anything to change a culture and change something so dramatic
is a fight.
Is a fight. Note, Mark. Name the empire that just turned over. Somebody came in and said,
never.
"Hey,
no,
it's a fight."
We bring up Kurt Flood as Kane Coulter as Kurt Flood. Kurt Flood fought for years to get this.
Right.
It's for 15 minutes.
You got to fight. You got to be willing. It's got to be worth fighting for. And you know what? Eventually, I think some of the guys will understand. And you know what? They might not understand it right now, Mark, but when it all happens and this thing turns, and you know what? We've been talking about this for a year. This is finally, and even for them to even comment, the NCAA people to even comment, it tells you about the severity of it. Am I right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they could just say, this will never happen. I'm not even going to.
No comment.
No comment. I'm not going to dignify this because it won't happen. They know there's enough people in this country now that can't believe the con game. The heavy-handed...
That is college sports.
It's a con game.
It's not just basketball, football. It's all of college sports now.
Unbelievable.
Off the charts. 248-848-1130. Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan. Parker the Man.
What did he say? Him say...
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
Notice how Becky didn't even like want to stay so she could wave goodbye to everybody. She just booked. So we can't even do this one tour. But she's going on those roads right now. She's back out there. I'm telling you, be careful. When you're on those roads with those craters, take your car, truck, or van with any problems you may have to the big pros at Expert, that's Xpert, Car Care. Mike and his good people know what they're doing.
That's right, Mark. They also offer free inspections and the guarantee the lowest prices in town. You'll be back on the road safe and sound in no time.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as the tire repair you might need or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. And be sure to mention Baxter's favorite two people.
That's right.
I think I feel good about saying that.
Laurel and Hardy. I mean, Parker the Man. Laurel and Hardy. Laurel. I don't know where I got that from.
Laurel and Hardy.
Talk about it. I sound like Jim Leland now.
Talk about frickin' frack.
I know. And, Mark, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed. Laurel and Hardy. Where'd I get that from?
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you. Expert Car Care has locations at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one stop. See, I'm pointing. One stop. Auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
National Championship Night on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Mark and Rob. Mark Wilson, Rob Parker. 248-848-1130, the number. You can watch us at parkerandtheman.com, streaming live, also streaming at premiersportstalknetwork.com. And Bob Bauer, Saturday mornings, right here on DFN. Don't forget that, from 10 to noon. 10 to noon Saturday with Bob Bauer, Outdoor World. And on Sunday, it's Chef Rob and Gridiron and the Chef, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And any Tiger or Lion home Sunday, they'll be down there doing the tailgate at Chili's Chili. They had a very successful one, the first one on just yesterday.
Heard about it. I heard it was a nice crowd. It was very nice. I'm glad and happy for them.
Before I get into the comments by Pat Fitzgerald and the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, speaking of college football, I wanted to go to the spring game Saturday. I was actually in Ann Arbor.
I can't believe you didn't go.
No, I know. I went last year, and I made a mistake, okay? I should have been there, and I didn't. I wanted to see the Maize uniforms. I've seen a lot of tape on the spring game, so I've analyzed it thoroughly. So if you need anything, I'm your guy. And then Michigan State spring game isn't until, I think, the 26th.
Well, let me guess. Hey, everybody looked good. They got very excited. Yeah. Oh, wow. Everybody's great.
No. Brady Hoke said that he thinks they got a long way to go. So we're not even close. No, to Brady's credit, he's not pulling that stunt, although that could be the old Lou Holtz. You love the reverse psychology kind of stuff.
Yeah, the Lou Holtz thing was ridiculous. You know,
even the national championship year at Notre Dame, everything was terrible. Anyhow, and if you haven't heard, Michigan will host the first Big Ten night game ever at the Big Home against Penn State October 11th at 7. So that's the first. Now, they've hosted the night game against Notre Dame. This is the first one in the Big Ten in the conference against the Nittany Lions October 11th. Mark it down. I think that's the same night as the Fleetwood Mac concert with Christine McVie back. No, that's the 22nd.
What night is that?
Fleetwood Mac with Christine McVie at age 70 back in the band is October 22nd at the Palace, I think, not the 11th.
What night is that? Do you know?
You have to look it up on your cast. Somebody tell me what October 22nd is. I think that's the night, though. I thought October
11th. I'm telling
11th.
You straight up. We'll not be here that night.
Going to go see Fleetwood Mac?
Absolutely.
With Christine back in the band?
Yes. What
is Christine McVie's real name, sir?
I don't know. What is it? Christine Buckingham.
No.
No, I don't know.
Ann Perfect.
Is that what it is?
Her real name is Ann Perfect. Wouldn't that be better? Christine's her middle name, and she married John McVie, so she became Christine McVie. But her real name, given name, is Ann Perfect.
I think I want to have a Fleetwood Mac attack.
70 years old.
Is that
She'll be 71 this year.
She looks good, though.
She looks great. Back for the first time in
age. So whatever that day is, I'll probably take that night
off. Okay. All right, so that confused me with the October 11th Michigan game. But here's the thing I want to bring up. Taylor Lewan was supposed to be arraigned tomorrow on the charge of the assault with the Ohio State fans that he claims, you know, he had no part of. He was trying to break up a fight, not induce one. Rob, I'm just going to say it. The arraignment has been postponed until after the draft, until May 8th, 19th. The draft is that week of May 8th. I don't know why, but if it was my arraignment, why do I think they would do it overnight and just get it, just do it? And I understand they said, no, this happens. These things get postponed all the time. Do you think there's anything suspect about the arraignment that was supposed to come tomorrow has been postponed till after the NFL
draft? Looks kind of
a little fishy.
Fishy because
all
of
I'm saying.
Because they could have moved it, and it still could have been, say if they moved it a week and still being in front of the draft, and you say, okay, they moved it. But to move it after is if they're like
trying 9 days after the draft's
right,
over.
Right, right.
Just enough time. Okay, here's the facts, ma'am, just the facts. All right, we'll get into this more in the 9 o'clock hour. These are the comments. This is Pat Fitzgerald, head coach at Northwestern, finally speaking out about the union that his own quarterback, and Kane Coulter, again, to his credit, no dog in the fight except to fight because he can't even vote. He's done. The quarterback that's currently there, Trevor Siemian, has already said he does not want part of this. Pat Fitzgerald says, quote, Northwestern players should vote no on April 25th. He's the Wildcats coach, has been for a long time. He's a former player at Northwestern. He was 2-time Big Ten Player of the Year. Fitzgerald says he thinks it's in their best interest to turn this down. I don't know why it would be in their best interest. Why? Is there ramifications? Why is it ever in your best interest to... And your opinion of unions is your own opinion. That's a different story. But when players want to bandy together to what they feel is wrong, right or wrong, I don't know why that's in their best interest to turn down. Here's the NCAA president, Mark Emmert. Quote, this is a grossly inappropriate situation. Quote again, this will blow up everything about the collegiate model of athletics. Rob, that line itself is probably the most damning line from the NCAA president.
It says so much, doesn't it?
It says, oh, you don't want to upset the apple cart that provides you with billions of dollars.
You don't want to upset the apple cart that rapes you and doesn't give you any money and allows us to make money off your backs? Don't do that. What are you doing?
As you said, of course it blows up everything about the collegiate model of athletics. That's what should happen with the current collegiate model of athletics. And who are you kidding? You really think that there's this, and I love the Lloyd Carr line, this bastion of integrity with college athletics anymore? Haven't we been long past that? Hasn't that been in the books 10, 15 years ago? Doesn't that go back to when SMU went on death penalty probation? Doesn't that kind of encompass the whole Jerry Sandusky thing at Penn State? And all the other things that are grossly wrong with the way college athletics happen to be, whether it be just simple things like giving money to kids to come play and pretend like they're not, you know, professionals, or whether you have some horrible criminal story like we just saw go on at Happy Valley. 248-848-1130. We'll talk more about this in the 9 o'clock hour, because here you have the coach at Northwestern saying that his own players that have tried to do this for 2 years, Kane Coulter, the Kurt Flood of college sports, his own players should turn this down, and the president himself said, well, yeah, this would just upset everything. Yeah, that's how this works. Sports Night with Parker and Man, got a sports wrap for you, too. Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.